WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Political upheaval in South Korea after the president there declared martial law, the army was deployed, and the parliament voted to reject military rule. The president then relented. The BBC's Laura Bicker reports the president could be impeached.
Protesters are still here. They've been here all night. They are determined to oust President Yoon.
Donald Trump's choice for defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, continued meeting with Republican senators today, even as his candidacy appears in jeopardy. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley.
I would just urge my Republican colleagues who are very worried, I know a number of them are expressing public concern, it's fine, but I would just urge them before they make up their minds, let him have his hearing.
Giving Tuesday has proven to be a success over the years. Wendy O'Grady is with Giving USA.
The number keeps growing, but it's because of bigger gifts by fewer individuals.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a larger deer harvest from this year's gun deer hunt season despite issuing fewer licenses. According to a press release, preliminary data shows hunters registered nearly 190,000 deer in total, which is a little more than 5% higher than the 2023 harvest. Hunters in the central forest and farmland zones had especially strong harvests, with increases in both antlerless and antlered deer up to 9% higher than 2023 and 11% higher than the five-year average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer hunt season was the safest on record. According to preliminary data, there was just one non-fatal shooting incident during the nine-day season, surpassing the previous record set last year with just three non-fatal incidents. DNR officials say the back-to-back safest seasons on record show the improvements made to hunter safety courses. The hunter education program was established in the 1960s, and since then, shooting-related deaths and injuries have plummeted. The Chippewa Humane Association has announced a partnership with Northwestern Bank to match donations through December 14th up to $5,000. According to a press release, the organization is raising money for new fencing to allow more dogs to use their outdoor space at the same time. They say sections of the current fencing are too low and some of the larger dogs could jump over the fence. The new fencing would be used to create four separate areas so that dogs of all sizes can get out of the kennel more often for some exercise. Visit Eau Claire is once again asking residents to choose their favorite artwork from the 2024 Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. According to a press release, the organization has opened voting for the yearly People's Choice Award, with the award-winning sculpture being added to the city's collection permanently. Voting will be open through the end of the year, and the winning sculpture will be announced in the spring. Visit Eau Claire is also asking residents to vote for them to receive the Community Cares Grant from Ashley for the Arts by Friday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising in the 20s tonight, falling tomorrow afternoon. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb
paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. So great you could join us here on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight as we broadcast statewide from our cozy little studio here in beautiful downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are joining us from in our amazing state, whatever corner, whatever big city, whatever farm. It's just great to have you with us as we talk about all the things at the end of the day that bring us together. I'm talking about entertainment, ladies and gentlemen, movies and TV, music, comedy, fun festivals throughout the state. We'll be talking about some of those this week as we get closer to Christmas. And as usual, I hope you can join in whenever you can during the show over the text line or the phone line. We have multiple phone lines, and I feel like we fail to let the people know that.
Yeah,
enough.
We do.
Right?
Yes, we do.
So that's exciting. We've got you can join us. You can join Nightlight either way, text, phone, whatever. If you have a thought, add to the show. So much more fun when you guys are part of it. It's a fun day. I'm excited to have the show that we have tonight because a good friend of mine, a TV host and comedian, Mike Toomey, is here. And he is here because I made a mistake. I thought his comedy special in Southeast Wisconsin was next week. It was this past weekend. So I got confused with the Thanksgiving holiday. So what we're going to do, I'm sure it's sold out anyway, but we'll get a recap of Mike's show at 6:35. We'll talk to him. It is Andy Williams' birthday today. Andy Williams sang Moon River, one of the great songs that have filled our radio airwaves for decades, and also made a cameo in the movie Fletch, Moon River. Great song. So that got me thinking, let's talk about great crooners with Mike Toomey. He's a big fan of Sinatra and Tony Bennett. I like Dean Martin and Tony Bennett, and I like Sinatra too. Andy Williams. There's so many great songs by so many great singers. We'll talk about some of those with Mike. I have a video clip of a very strange movie from the early 80s or late 70s. I don't want to pinpoint when exactly, because that might give Mike a hint, but I'm wondering if he can guess it. We'll play that for Mike. And then at 7:05, our friend Frank Anderson joins us. He of the Wisconsinology website, such a fun website for Wisconsinites about our history. There's weird Wisconsin, there's historic Wisconsin, there's ghost stories. So Frank and I have a lot to talk about tonight. We got some catching up to do. We're going to talk about upcoming music festivals that he's a part of. He might tell a couple of ghost stories, and I'm sure he has a list of cool things about Wisconsin that we were unaware of. That's why it's always fun to have Frank on the show. This is Giving Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. So before we get too much farther, I would like to encourage all of you to go to the Civic Media website. Conrad, do we have that? It's just civicmedia.us/giving, right? Or Giving
correct.
Tuesday?
Okay. Yes, correct.
So if you are in a giving mood, as most of us should be on this Tuesday, or any day for that matter, but if you have something you're interested in, a cause, go to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/givingtuesday, And you just pick a station. We have a lot of different options there. And there are different places you can give, like, for instance, on the Wausau page at WXCO is the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Wausau area. That's just one example. In Sauk County, there's the Humane Society, People Helping People, Hope House of Central Wisconsin. Those are in Baraboo at WRPQ. What do we have here in Green Bay, Conrad?
We have the new community shelter.
How cool is that?
And, yeah, one of our hosts in the morning actually donates his time over there, too. So,
is that the man I share a chair with?
It is.
Jim Schmidt. We have the same shaped butts. I can tell that. I don't think I'm giving away too much information there. We're always clothed when we sit in this seat, but we do share it, and it's a pleasure to share it with Jim Schmidt. He does a lot of work with the homeless here in Green Bay. If you're in Madison, WMDX, you can go to the Dane County Humane Society. People love to give to animal causes, or Urban Triage, another option that you can give to in Madison. But WRJN is a good one, too. This is a popular one, Habitat for Humanity. They do so many great things. We just donated stuff there last week. And the great Habitat for Humanity, in many cases, comes to your house and picks stuff up. So they make it really convenient for you to give. So if you're in a giving mood, check out the civicmedia.us/giving website. And then the Oshkosh, if you're listening on WISS, Oshkosh has the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. Have you ever gotten food there, Conrad?
No, I can't.
I would hope not, because you don't need it. You don't want for anything in your life, do you?
I don't think so.
No, not at the moment. I hope you never do, buddy.
Yeah.
You got nice clothes, a good home. You went to Florida
for
Thanksgiving.
I did.
We'll jump into that in just a minute. WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. You can give there if that's something you're feeling. United Way of Wood of Southwood in Adams Counties. That's also a WFHR website option. All you have to do is click on these sites, folks. Go to the Civic Media website, /giving. All of the sites come up wherever you're listening. They give you so many great options there. And that leads us to our question of the night. Conrad, if you please.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
If you had lots of money and couldn't leave it to a family member, who would you give it to? It could be a cause. It could be a person you know that needs money or that you would trust with it. In honor of Giving Tuesday, if you had tons of money and couldn't leave it to a family member, who would you leave it to? Let us know, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. That's really easy to use. Just open it up, click on any one of the stations. We are statewide, so all you have to do is click on the little icon next to the station and send us a text. Let us know your answer to our question of the night. And Conrad posted the civicmedia.us/giving. If you're listening on the stream or if you're watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, wherever, we're making it very easy if you are in the giving mood. So there you go. Conrad, what would you do if you had tons of money? Where would you leave it?
I think it'd go to the animals.
Really?
Humane Society, yes.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for one of those ads.
You missed Heather Heil was here last night, and she does the Bark and Blue. She does a lot of work with animals, and she was saying how people, it's easier. I mean, this is kind of good, but kind of sad. It's easier to get people to give or donate to animals, almost more than children or people in need. I don't know what that says about our society. It means we like to give, but on some level, we love animals more than people. But it's just important to give. So
those,
that's good.
If you know those ads, they put the really sad music behind them and they just make you tear up a little bit. And I think that's what gets everyone.
I click out of those. I try to click out of those before it gets to me. Or the Sandy Hook ads, those come up and it's like, oh my God, I can't watch this anymore. You know, it's terrible. It's just like the saddest stuff in the world. So I think I would leave mine to kids or homeless kids. I know that there was a WBZH, WLAK, Hayward, Park Falls. They have a program, Santa's Elves, that they are encouraging people to give to, and it provides holiday gifts to families and individuals' needs. There is nothing more sad to me than kids who don't have gifts under the Christmas tree or stuff like that. You know, when they see other kids getting stuff and they don't have it, that really tears me up. So I would leave money, if I had tons of money, I would leave it to some organization that helps do things like that. Kids, kids that are homeless, WAUK in Milwaukee, where you can hear, you can hear Nightlight, you can hear Matt and Aaron Air, the Todd Alba Show, all the great network shows here at Civic Media. They have Street Angels, which looks to eliminate homelessness through access to basic necessities and resources to break the cycle. I think that's probably where I would give my money. If I had tons of money, which I don't. You've never really asked me for a loan or anything, Conrad. I don't. Should I be? Does that just mean you don't need money, or
it's coming?
Really? What do you need? A new car?
I need about everything, you know.
Didn't you just spend like 6 days in Florida? How was your trip? Was it fun?
It was great. It went by way too fast. It was like I was there. I flew in, I slept, and then I flew out. That's how it felt to me.
Wow, it's a long way to go for a nap.
Yeah. It was great though. I went golfing with my family most of the days. My parents live in like a retirement community, so
I thought they were like kind of young still.
I'd say 60s? No, they're young.
Okay, are you just saying that because they're listening?
Yeah, they're young.
Okay, but they live in a retirement community.
Yeah,
for the shuffleboard.
They're young. They're young for the retirement community.
They're young Floridians, if you will.
And there's two golf courses around them and a driving range.
Okay.
So we went golfing a lot.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. It's good to have you back, buddy. Todd filled in last night. Always fun when Todd's here, but we talked about you a little bit, and it was all good stuff.
I got it. What was the question? I'm looking at some of the texts.
From last night?
Yeah, what was the question last night?
Those responses on the stream were not from the question. Those were from something we were doing with Heather. We were talking about, I don't even remember what we were talking about. We were talking about Bark and Blue. That's the one I remember because it says booze and dogs, nothing better. I don't know. Sean just said aloha, Peachwaba from Molokai, Hawaii. But that was yesterday, and that did not have anything to do with the question.
Well, so this is what I'm seeing on the text line. It said Magnum PI doing reverse mortgages commercials.
Yeah, it was basically what irritates me is, first and foremost, lately, the Brian Cox commercial where he's talking about McNuggets. And he's talking about McDonald's. And a four-piece McNuggets. I cannot stand when people who have more money than they know what to do with take crappy commercial work. They should leave the crappy commercial work to actors who need the work. But, you know, I get why these companies go after these big actors. They have very recognizable voices. And I'm not, like, ashamed that they do it. I get it. You want to make as much money as you can while you can. But I find it irritating to hear their voices associated with these products. So that was our question last night.
I agree. The one that stands out to me is Andy Reid in the State Farm commercial where he goes Bundle Rooski.
Oh, he's terrible. And then
I turn off the TV every time I hear his voice in that.
All of his were hard to watch. The one with, give me some of those nuggies, Patrick. It was just so creepy. All right, Mike Toomey is here at 6:35. Frank Anderson at 7:05. Our question tonight is, if you had all the money in the world and you couldn't leave it to family, who would you leave it to? What great cause would you give your money to? This is Giving Tuesday. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate.
As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Oh, it is Andy Williams' birthday today. You can let that play a little bit, Conrad. It's a great tune. I think it was in Breakfast at Tiffany's, if I'm not mistaken. Andy Williams died in 2012 at the age of like 85, maybe. Great crooner. We're going to talk a little crooning tonight with Mike Toomey, who will join the show at 6:35. And this is one of my favorite songs. And it's funny how you find music that you really like. Like, I kind of grew up, my dad was into classical music. Occasionally we'd hear Frank Sinatra. But this song, I'm not ashamed to admit it, because, you know, however you discover great art or pieces of art or great works isn't important, just that you discover them. This song, the first time I heard this song was in the movie Fletch. And we have that clip right now. This is Chevy Chase's character in Fletch going to see a doctor, trying to get information out of the doctor about his aunt, Mrs. Smith. And the doctor is played brilliantly by Emmett Walsh, the actor. And Chevy Chase is in for a little more than he bargained for when the man decides to do a, what would you call that, Conrad? A proctological exam?
I think people can understand what you mean by that.
He just has invasive fingers. So let's hear that clip now featuring Chevy Chase and Andy Williams.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't want to do that.
Say, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% better. Moon River. Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
Breathe easy.
Breathe easy. You know, I was surprised that Alan was able to get that policy. I know there's a history of cancer in the family.
There is?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you using the whole fist, Doc?
Just relax.
Yeah, I saw Alan the other day. He's looking a little peaked. I don't know, I think he's lost weight. Are you sure he's all right?
I can't discuss another patient, you know that. Well, I don't find anything wrong with you.
Huh. Well,
sure it's not for a lack of looking is the final phrase in that scene. Great scene. Have you seen Fletch, Conrad?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah.
Nice. I was going to say, if you haven't, do yourself a favor. It's such a great movie.
So funny.
But did you see the remake with John Hamm?
That, I saw like, I don't know where it's at right now. I think it's on some streaming platform.
But you watched part of it?
I saw it and I was like, I don't think I can do this to myself.
It was bad, huh? I can't bring myself to watch it. You'd remake that.
That's what I mean. I don't think I can bring myself to it either.
Yeah, it's It's crazy. Our question tonight, it is Giving Tuesday, folks. If you're in a giving mood, go to civicmedia.us/giving and check out one of the many causes that you can find there on Civic's website under the different radio stations we have around the state. They make it very easy. You click on more information. And that is our question tonight, too. It is Giving Tuesday. So if you had a lot of money and couldn't leave it to someone in your family, what cause would you support or where would you give your money? I said I would do something with kids, homeless kids, kids in need. Conrad went the pet route, which is probably very popular too. There's no right or wrong answers. Let us know what you would do if you had a lot of money on Giving Tuesday. And we've got some texts already here. Sherry checks in and says, good evening, Pete and Conrad, with her wonderful emojis. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us. And I'm sure you're happy Conrad's back. She said hi to Todd last night, Conrad, but I could sense there was just a melancholy in her text that I don't usually see in Sherry's text. So she's happy to have you back. From the 608, Meredith says, the YWCA of Wisconsin. That's a good one. The YWCA. Love it. Great. John from Oshkosh says, definitely foster kids. Yeah, it's hard to steer. It's hard not to include kids or pets for that matter. Steve, Conrad's dad, checking in. I would give my fortune to Habitat for Humanity. So lots of houses could be built for families in need. I love that one. And that was one of my favorite ones, Steve, on the Civic Media website, too. And I know people like in just in my town in the Marinette area, Tom Tebow, my buddy Dave Hendrick, when he was there, they did a lot of work for Habitat for Humanity. Former President Jimmy Carter was still building houses up until probably a year ago. It's just a great organization, and that's a great answer, Steve. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in, says, I would leave money for Tunnels to Towers Foundation for veterans. Yes, veterans, another great one. Our very own John Mino would probably love this text. The community we live in is 55-plus active community with 3 golf courses and 29 pickleball courts. Conrad, it's only a matter of time before Emerson moves there
and
starts dominating.
It sounds like his dream.
He's like, can I get in on that? Can I move in early? We have Emerson this week on the show, right? Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday at 7:35.
Always fun to talk to Emerson. So your folks are obviously 55 plus, so they were eligible for this community, which is kind of cool. Sherry from Horicon says, too many to donate to. Children, Humane Societies, World Wildlife Funding, Fix the Climate. Nothing wrong with any of those, Sherry. Those are great. And then she sent a big, oh, wow, that's a cool. I always click on the link and then the emoji I can already see comes up. So if I'm missing something there, Conrad, let me know. Sherry sent something else in that link, but that's a really cool emoji. Someone lifting a big heart. A lot of giving, a lot of great suggestions so far on Nightlight. Always more fun when you guys are part of the show. So you did not see Wicked or Gladiator 2.
I did not, no.
You golfed, and I'm not going to judge you for that.
Yeah, I was in Florida. I wasn't going to be like, hey, can I quickly go to a movie?
What about for the air conditioning? Was it really hot?
No, actually, it was really nice weather. It wasn't hot. It wasn't too cold.
Okay.
To my mom, it was too cold, but I was nice and toasty. Okay.
Good, good. Did she make a turkey? Did your folks make turkey?
We actually did the fish route this year.
Oh, nice. What kind of fish?
What was it? It was...
grouper. Sole?
It was snapper, but I forgot the other one.
Okay.
It was some type of fish that their neighbor caught. It was really good.
Did you feel like you were in Bad Monkey in the TV show while you were down there?
You know what's funny is my dad actually bought that book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so we'll get to Wicked and Gladiator 2. It's also Roof Over Your Head Day, which reminds me of my buddy Dave Dugan's joke. I'm not one to complain, folks. I got a roof over my head. I'm living in a picnic shelter. Great joke, Dave Dugan, Indianapolis. All right, Mike Toomey is coming up next at 6:35. We're going to talk crooning, and I have a surprise clip for him from an old movie. I want to see if he can identify it. Frank Anderson at 7:05. So glad to have you with me on this Tuesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study, conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water, found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700, compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. Public employees in the state of Wisconsin will once again have the right to collectively bargain after a Dane County judge struck down several sections of the Act 10 law. The law was passed in 2011 and signed by former Governor Scott Walker, allowing unions like police and firefighters to maintain their bargaining rights while removing that right from groups like teachers. The decision from Judge Jacob Frost found that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. County officials from across the state are reminding residents to stay out of the way of snowplow drivers in honor of Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day on Monday. The honoring of those drivers lined up almost perfectly with the first significant snow across most of the state on Monday, giving plow drivers a chance to remind commuters to give them extra space, slow down, and pay attention as they work to make the roads safer for everybody. A number of highway officials have complained of drivers following plows too closely and getting in their way as they work. An Eau Claire man charged with armed robbery has been found competent to stand trial. According to court records, 26-year-old Maxwell Lubeck was arrested in October of 2023 near Superior after allegedly holding up the Wisconsin Credit Union on West Claremont Avenue. He was accused of showing employees a handgun before demanding money and fleeing on a motorized bike. Nobody was injured during the incident. He was charged with one count of armed robbery and is scheduled to appear in court again on January 9th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising in the 20s tonight, falling tomorrow afternoon. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Currently it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
This song is like the epitome of crooning. I love it. One girl, one boy. Great choice, Conrad. Who told you to do that?
I don't know. It just popped in my mind.
No, I did. You can give me credit when I deserve credit. all right. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. Hey, it's Giving Tuesday. If you are curious, if you got money burning a hole in your pocket or you want to do something with it or give money or time or whatever, go to civicmedia.us/giving. All the stations will come up with lots of links of places you can give to, time, money, whatever. Click on the more info and you will have right in front of you a whole list of options. It is Giving Tuesday, and we are, that is our question of the night. What, if you had a ton of money and couldn't leave it to family, who would you give it to? What cause would you give it to? I said kids, homeless, or kids that don't have a lot. I would like to see that they have gifts under the tree. Conrad said animals. Animals are bad with money, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they just chew through it.
Blow through it. Chew through it. That's better, actually. All right, so this is exciting. One of my good friends is about to join us. He is a Nightlight frequent flyer, and he joins us all the way from the city of Chicago, where he is one of the hosts of the WGN morning show on TV, and he is a very funny stand-up comedian and just did his big Christmas special that I thought I was going to be promoting on this show, but instead we'll get a wrap-up. Mike Toomey joins me now. Mike, how are you?
He's in the stream yard. I think I just need to call him because his device.
Oh, is it not working?
Yeah, I don't think his device.
Let's not waste any more time. Let's get Mike on the show however we can do it. Whether it's via telephone. What's happening? What do you need?
Just disappointing. So you can look at my text.
Oh, you got a text. It's like you're telling a secret. So you can look at my text. All right, I will get you Mike's number. Say something while I get Mike's number.
Hello.
A little better. You got to do a little more than that, buddy.
So I did watch a movie on the long plane ride of 2 hours and 28 minutes. And it was Marge and I can't think of the other guy's name. Hold on 1 second. It's a true story, though. And it's called Jerry and Marge Go Large. That's what it's called.
Okay.
And they came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's where Jerry found like a split in the system with tickets, what are they called again?
Lottery tickets?
Thank you. I can't think right now. But he found a blip in it, and he just keeps making money, gets like an army around him, and then a Harvard guy finds it out too, and then they like fight over lottery tickets.
Oh, I love it.
And it was actually a really good movie. I enjoyed it.
So you did not go the Glickett route. You went for the offbeat, which I respect. All right, you have Mike's number.
Yep.
We're trying to get Mike Toomey on the show. We had a connection issue with his internet or our internet, but we will remedy that. Paula checks in on the text line and says the fish, all right, Conrad's mom, I think he said snapper was one of the fish, and Paula says the other fish was black drum, which I don't even know. I don't know what that is, Paula, but I'm sure Conrad will explain it. It sounded delicious. Bridget checking in from the 818 says, I would definitely leave to the young and old. I would give it to high-risk mothers and their babies to start them out with lots of support. I would also hire many activity directors to honor our elderly with lots of engaging activities. Let us not forget the older people. That's a great text, Bridget. Thank you. Because a lot of times, you know, they need money just as much as anybody else. And I'll tell you this, too. I can vouch for what Bridget is saying. My mother-in-law is in a retirement home and they struggle sometimes too, you know, and they're expensive. I cannot believe how much it is. So that's a great text. All right. Do we have Mike? Hey, Mike, are you there?
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. I just gave you this like glowing intro only to find out you weren't there. And I don't think I can do it again. I almost became aroused with how glowing my intro for you was, because that's how much I respect you. Good to talk to you, buddy. Okay. How you doing?
Good to talk to you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have to say, from the get-go, I got confused last week, and we picked a date, and we said Tuesday, and I thought it was this Tuesday, but it was last Tuesday I was supposed to have you on, but I booked you for this Tuesday. And your show has come and gone, so we can't really, I can't really help you promote it, but it doesn't sound like you needed the help anyway. Was it a big success?
It was. It went really well. And, you know, we've had like this, a very devoted, like loyal audience. comes every year. There it is. In 2013. Every year, except COVID year.
Okay. So
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You just cut out for a minute. So we've got, this is the 10th annual show. That's really cool. It was
the 12th year, but 11th show.
Okay. I am really dropping the ball on a lot of stuff regarding this interview, Mike, and I apologize. Here's what's funny is I booked you for what I thought was to help you promote this show so we could talk about it. And then I saw a date. I thought I saw the date like December or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, that must be old. That must be from last year because I have Mike on next week. He's going to talk about this year's show. Like, I didn't even bother to check with you and go, is this date right or what? And I thought it said the 10th annual. So, but that's good. So, all right. I have to ask you this, too. You're a Chicago guy. You're a big name in Chicago. Why do you do this in Southeast Wisconsin? I know it's near Racine. What made you come up here to do it?
Well, it started out, I have a very close relationship with two radio guys, Bob and Brian, in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever I had worked the Comedy Cafe out there, I would always do their show. And then that club went away. So we just started creating our own shows in the area. And we got the idea. I got the idea. I always wanted to do a Christmas show. So I did it at a place called Route 20 in Racine. And it was very well received. So we just kept doing it every year. And that became my one way to work in that market.
And it's great. It's technically kind of in a suburb of Racine, Kansasville, which I've never even heard of in Wisconsin. So that must be kind of a small town. They have a little theater there or something?
Well, correct. We had done it in Racine at this place called Route 20. And then last year, we're in Kansasville, which is due west of Racine. It's not a theater. It's also a club. They do a lot of bands and they do some comedy shows and stuff. It's a cool little venue.
Just to give people an idea of what they missed, the tickets were only $35.
How much?
35 big ones, Mike. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a good price.
And you've got, it says, join Mike and his merry morons. That's a little harsh. For the 10th, it says 10th anniversary, Mike. I wasn't wrong about that. His holiday
tradition. That was made by somebody who was mistaken.
One of the morons?
One of the merry morons. When I saw that thing, they weren't so merry anymore, Pete.
So who did the show with you this year? It says Kevin McDougall. And who else we got?
Nick Geza.
Nick
was the comedian.
Okay.
And Kevin was always my co-producer in Wisconsin. He is from out there and he worked at the original radio station that I started this up with. And, he is also a performer, sings in a band and he really, really helped me co-produce that. All those years and, performed as well.
Oh, that's so funny. And I also see here you have the Mike Toomey Dancers. Can you explain that, please?
Uh-huh. So when I say Kevin co-produced, he put together a lot of the, additional pieces of the show.
Okay.
And one of his numbers is with the dancers who kind of like have you ever seen Dean Martin do Marshmallow World and he's got the girls dancing on each side of him, kind of like that.
Okay. Oh, cool. Oh, that sounds so fun. Well, I'm glad. And did it sell out, Mike? I'll feel less bad about my mistake here if I know you still packed him in.
There were three seats open that I think you probably could have helped me get.
Easily.
But I'm not going to hold that against you.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, because if you would have come, you would have been free, and then that would have only been two.
And I could have brought people. I could have helped you put butts in the seats. I would have packed up the van. Conrad and I would have been there, and we would have been sitting up front.
No, it turned out great.
That's awesome. All right, well, next, and you know what's funny is I think we had this conversation last year, too. I think I just started doing this show, and I wanted to have you on, but you had just done. Here's what I think you need to do, Mike. I think you need to push this special a little deeper into December to help out your old pal, Petey.
I kind of like the idea of promoting it after it's done.
I'm looking right now. It says this event is no longer available. Oh, that's funny. All right, we'll get it together for next year. But, hey, all right, so I have a clip. My guest is Mike Toomey. He is one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show on TV in Chicago. Very funny comedian. He does a Christmas special here every year in Wisconsin because Wisconsin rocks. I think that's obvious. But I have a clip I want to play for you, Mike, and I'm hoping you can take a stab at where you think this clip comes from or what movie it's from. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right, Conrad, fire it up.
Gina, I'm sorry. Maybe I could help you. 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 I could help you.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School Basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Altoona High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tonight, it's girls action in the Middle Border Conference with the Altoona Railroaders against the Ellsworth Panthers. Each team comes into this matchup looking for their first conference victory after dropping league games last week just before Thanksgiving. The team split two games last season, but the athletes are significantly different, the ones that will be on the floor tonight, as opposed to the ones that we saw a year ago between these two teams. So it's very much a wait and see what unfolds in front of us this evening. I'm Scott Montesano, joined in a bit by Derek Montesano, and we're excited to be with you for coverage of Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tip off for this one coming up at the top of the hour. Right now it's time to catch up with the head coach of Altoona in her fifth season, Michelle Poplinski, and we begin the conversation with her filling us in on what she has seen out of her team to open the season, as Altoona is 2-2 thus far overall.
We knew that we were going to have a lot of new faces to the varsity group. We had a group of seniors last year that had started 3 years straight for us. A couple of them have started 4 years. So we knew we were replacing a lot and a lot of points on the floor were going to be have graduated out. So I think this year we were very optimistic with the athleticism that we had, but I think we didn't know really what we were going to get until we got everybody together. I think our defense is probably ahead of where I thought we would be, and our offense is kind of where I thought we would be. They're coming off of their volleyball season was really super successful. They went late into playoffs, sectional final game, and so we have a lot of the same athletes, and you know, we're kind of hands off when it's their volleyball season. We want them to focus on that. So we're a little rough offensively right now. Our shooting percentage isn't what we want it to be, but the key is we're getting really good looks and getting good shots, and I think as the season goes on, that's going to be a little bit more up to speed for us too.
Obviously, it's good that a lot of these athletes were playing volleyball, so there's a lot of benefits to it. What drawbacks are there for basketball? Understanding that obviously the benefits outweigh the drawbacks, but what drawbacks are there?
I honestly think, you know, when you have people who don't have that, the fall sport that goes that late, I think they're able to come into open gyms a little bit more, maybe get the rust off a little bit. But again, as you just said, like, I wouldn't trade their multi-sport experience for anything. So we'll weather this right now. And, you know, we're doing a lot of things in practice well. So I'm hopeful that we're on the trajectory up. And, you know, last night was a great test for us. We went up to Rice Lake, and they have a fantastic program. And they have a lot of things that we don't match up very well with. And I felt like we actually, you know, it's a 16-point loss, but I felt like second half we were 23-26. So it felt good leaving the gym last night that was even in the losses that we've had this year, we've taken some steps forward.
You mentioned you did graduate an awful lot of points from last year. So where do you look for the points early in the season?
You know what? We are looking for them wherever we get them. On any given night, we've had a different leading scorer. I think our in-the-paint game needs a little bit of work, and so we need to finish better inside, but we are definitely getting good looks in there. But our three-point game is really like we're kind of living and dying by it right now, and it's not going as smoothly as we would like it to. But I think, you know, that's something that we have the potential to score a lot of points in a short period of time from the perimeter. We just have to settle in and make sure we're balanced.
looking at Ellsworth. That too is a completely different unit there, new coach and all of that. Is there much scouting, or is it kind of, we got to wait and see what they bring this year because there are so many new players?
We kind of joked about the fact that actually we have four starters that we don't know their names because on Wisp Sports, they weren't updated yet. We knew Morgan Halverson. She's played against us for this will be 4 years now, at number 40. She's been a great player for Ellsworth, so we know a lot about her. But they graduated a lot of seniors, and Molly Janke was fantastic. And Jason Janke, having been the coach, ran a different style than I think this group does. We've had film on them, but I think, you know, when I got here and I saw the roster, I was like, okay, now I can put some names on here. So it's a very new squad for us, and we just need to adjust to whatever is on the floor.
And once again, the head coach of the Altoona Railroaders, Michelle Popolinski, again in her fifth season with Altoona. We still, many of us remember her with Eau Claire North for so long, but she's now been here for 5 years. And Altoona getting ready to take on Ellsworth at the top of the hour. We'll come back, continue to preview this game. And we'll also have starting lineups in a bit as well as our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball continues from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And we continue to get you ready for this one tonight from Altoona High School. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well as the Altoona Railroaders and the Ellsworth Panthers in girls basketball action. A middle border conference affair this evening. Both teams lost their conference openers just before Thanksgiving last week. Altoona comes in at 2-2 overall. They played last night, lost at Rice Lake. You heard Michelle Popolinski talk about that just a moment ago. But as we bring Derek Montesano into the broadcast, Derek, for both these teams, it's a complete, well, it really is an unknown still. Altoona, a team that graduated a lot from last year. Ellsworth graduated a lot as well and has a brand new head coach in Haley Yeager. So it's very much a wait and see. Even though this game very much counts, it's a wait and see as both teams are still trying to develop what their characteristics are.
Yeah, this is definitely that situation where you're still trying to figure out what you really want to do as far as the season goes. Again, as you said, Ellsworth under a new coach and coming off a season where they graduated Molly Janke, which was their top scorer and the only one averaging double figures. So that's a big adjustment and something they're going to have to overcome this season.
Both teams are ones that last year struggled to score against each other, two low-scoring affairs last season, and one can only imagine tonight's game shapes up to be one that could be a low-scoring first 1-35 type situation because both teams are still looking to find out who is going to be their scoring. Michelle Popolinski quite open during the pregame interview in which Altoona is still looking for who's going to be that player that is the go-to point getter for them. It's good that so far this year they've had different players step up. That's a positive, but at one point, who's going to be the hot hand? Who's going to be that player that really comes through for them? There's a lot of hope that Addie Seiverling, the senior, could be that. She is the one player back this year who saw some significant minutes last season.
Yeah, that's something you always need in a team. You need at least one player that had a lot of time on the court, but that's also a bit of a weakness, as it would be very helpful to have multiple players that got numerous times as in previous seasons. So to have a team that didn't get a lot of game time in previous years is going to be something difficult.
And again, something that Michelle brought up as well, for this Altoona team, they're still maybe a week or two behind other teams, only because, and it's a positive, a lot of these Altoona players were on that very successful volleyball team that went deep in the playoffs. So they didn't get into the gym as early as some other teams. And again, the drawback is outweighed by all the positives of the athletes playing multiple sports. But the downside is it does sometimes lead to a slower start to the basketball season as you get the basketball shooting touch underway. But again, Middle Borders Conference matchup tonight, Altoona against Ellsworth. The teams have split their matchups over the last few years all time. Altoona 8-6. But again, since Altoona came into the Middle Borders Conference, it has been a very even series between the two schools. And even though we've got two pretty much brand new rosters for both of these schools, expecting another tight one tonight. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip for this one. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
The Altoona Railroaders and the Ellsworth Panthers girls action, the Middle Borders Conference tonight. So happy you could be along with us on this Tuesday evening. Hey, it feels like January outside with temperatures in the teens. And while this is still very much early in the season for Altoona, just their fifth game, Derek, what do I always say? The games tonight count the same as they will in January and the same as they will in February.
Yeah, it's the same thing, basically. You just keep the – it's just – what do I say other than the games now mean the same as they do in February, but they just feel differently. The fact the games in February feel like they mean more, but these games in – here in December mean the exact same thing.
Well, again, for both these teams, obviously for Altoona, but also for Ellsworth under Haley Yeager, their first-year head coach, they're still looking to define what their characteristics are going to be since they graduated pretty much a lot of their oomph and their flavor from a year ago. But while you're developing, you're still looking to get some hits before it gets too late. We'll have the starting lineups in a moment, but first we'll pause as from Altoona, Wisconsin, USA, our national anthem.
Now, would everyone please rise if you are able and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.